Now, as you probably already know, we have been hearing and reading a lot about the upcoming observance, which we, as baptized members, will take part of in for tomorrow evening. We've been hearing about it all month. We've been hearing about it through the updates and through the editorials and all that to prepare us. But has it been on our minds, aside from that, has it been on our minds recently? Have we been diligently preparing for it? Not just preparing for it, but diligently preparing for it. It's a very easy question to ask, and it's probably difficult to answer at times. Because have we not been going through numerous trials lately? Has our faith been tested? Have we been overwhelmed? Have we been distracted, like right now? Have we been hit with pain and with sickness? Have we been hit left and right with things that need to get done? Sometimes even unexpected things, which could get us down and discouraged, which cause us to lose sleep, cause us to lose patience, perhaps even our minds, to the point where it seems like we're going in circles at an incredible rate, like a never-ending roller coaster that spins out of control, and just when everything gets compiled together at the same time, where assumed straightforward tasks become impossible to complete as your mind reacts to a million thoughts per second, you stop, take a deep breath, and you wonder why everything is happening right now. You know, I told my wife at the beginning of this month, when she was, at that time, she was suffering from those horrible cursed migraines, and I also needed patience because I didn't know the extent of what a migraine could do. I've never had it. So a migraine is really a loose term because you hear it a lot, but for those who go through them, they really are terrible. And since my wife was going through it, it'll last 3 or so days, and I had to be quiet, and which is hard for me to do, and just, you know, pretty much just have her rest and not be in the way. It's really what it came down to. But when she was going through that, as well as sickness, my son was sick, you know, this affected her work. She had to take off work, and then she got sick as a result, had to take off work. So the trials were just starting, and this was the beginning of the month. And that's when I told her that it was going to most likely be a very difficult month due to the fact that the trials will come and that Satan will find any way he can to remove our focus from what should be the most important observance each and every year, which we'll partake of tomorrow night. Now, it was one of those few times where I wish I was wrong when I made that statement, because the trials did come, and that was before I knew what this month was going to bring. And there has been a lot that has happened this month, and a lot of sacrifices that we had to go through. But at the same time, it was really no surprise. It was expected that this was going to happen. I don't remember the frequent occurrences of the trials that we've had this year as opposed to last year, but it was expected, because we know what's going to come tomorrow. We're supposed to do as it says in James chapter 2 and verse 2. Familiar scripture we read all the time. Count it all joy when we fall into various trials. Now, when we're going through a trial, or at least when I am personally, that is not the first thing I think about when I'm going through a trial. I'm not going to stand there and just cheer out and be all excited that I'm going through a trial. Especially when a deer crosses the road and I have to swerve to avoid it and total my car as a result. The last thing I'm going to do is say, yes, this is happening for a reason. I should be happy. I should be thrilled. I'm kidding about the deer. I'm kidding about the totaled car. But I'm making a point, because it's these kind of trials that are so awkward at times, and you wonder, why that kind of a trial? That would never happen any other time during the year. But for some reason, it's happening now. But see, this is a test from God to see how we're going to react. And more than often, we're not going to react the way we should be when it's initially happening. And oftentimes, we fail. But just in the beginning. Because then we always find a way to bounce back. And then we look at the bigger picture. And we actually look to see why this is happening. What the reason behind it is. And when we are in situations like this, a familiar scripture comes to mind, which I'd like to turn to in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. No temptation has overtaken you, except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it or overcome it. So any trial that we have gone through so far hasn't been out of reach where we are able to not pass it. But it's not the case. It may be very difficult at that particular time, but it doesn't linger on and on and on. We get through it. So how is it then that the trials we go through seem so overwhelming at a specific time and soon thereafter we are able to get through them? Well, the answer is quite simple. We have help. We have the Spirit within us to guide us, and with the power of prayer, and let me just say how powerful prayer is. And that may be another thing that you don't want to do right during that moment that you have a trial, is pray right away. But prayer is very important, and we've heard a lot of prayer, a lot of requests, that we all need to be there for one another. And really what we're doing, we're putting everything into God's hands. He is in control. He knows it. He knows our struggles. He knows our strengths. He knows our weaknesses. But just as God the Father knows our strengths and weaknesses, so does Satan. Because he knows where we are vulnerable, which is why we are tested time and time again. Don't forget that Christ had to do the same exact thing. He had to go through the same type of tests and trials, if not worse. Well, he went through trials that were a lot worse. And look what happened as a result. In our daily lives, we have a plan. We plan on getting things done. We make plans for the day. We make plans for the week. We make future plans in accomplishing our goals. Now, even though we plan, we may not be able to fulfill them, but we are still planning on it. There may be several hurdles that we need to jump over to get to that finish line, and thoughts of giving up may come into our minds, but then we catch ourselves. And no matter how difficult it may be at times, we will still end up sticking to that plan. And just as we have a plan to accomplish whatever goals that we may have, God also has a plan for us. Notice this famous parable in Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 31 and 32. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." Now we have a Q&A on this particular parable and the meaning behind it. And I'm going to read from a Q&A about the whole spiritual application to this parable, where Christ is compared to the kingdom of God with a very small seed, as it begins in a very small way. It's like a little bit of leaven, which will ultimately leaven the whole world. Matthew chapter 13 and 33. Today, the gospel of the kingdom of God is not accepted by very many, and very few. And when we say very few, we're not talking about millions, we're not talking about hundreds of thousands, we're not talking about tens of thousands, we're probably not even talking about thousands. As very few as you and me today, the first fruits, and we respond to this message and become converted. Once they receive the Holy Spirit, they are begotten children of God and of His kingdom, which is a family of God that will rule on this earth when Christ returns. Ultimately, the knowledge of God will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. The government of Christ will increase and will have no end. So as you can see, the purpose for us today is quite clear. For we have been chosen first as part of God's plan. And even though we struggle often and we sin continuously, God is very merciful and He's forgiving. When we ask for it, and He does not give up on us, but sticks to the plan for us to succeed. When we go through our trials, we may react the wrong way at first. When we recognize and then ask God for help, more often than not, He will help us, and we get through the trials in some way or another. Now, this has certainly been the theme of this month for my family and I. And just as I told my wife that it's going to be a very tough month, it is going to get better. And especially with today being that it's her birthday, it has to get better. It's going to get better. And I'm sure a lot of you are in that same situation. So let's keep this in mind. With whatever trials we may still be faced with, let us overcome them and prove to ourselves and to God that we are indeed worthy to fulfill His plan for us.